Blackstone Audio presents The Terrorists by Mai Cheval and Per Valler, translated from the Swedish by Joan Tate. Chapter 1. The National Commissioner of Police smiled. He usually reserved his smile, boyish and charming, for the press and television, and only seldom bestowed it on such members of the inner circle as Superintendent Steve Malm of the National Police Administration, Eric Muller, Chief of Security Police, and Martin Beck, Chief of the National Murder Squad. Only one of the three men smiled back. Steve Malm had beautiful white teeth and liked smiling to show them off. Over the years, he had quite unconsciously acquired a whole register of smiles. The one he was using now could only be described as ingratiating and fawning. The Chief of the Security Police suppressed a yawn, and Martin Beck blew his nose. It was only 7:30 in the morning, the National Commissioner's favorite time for calling sudden meetings, which in no way meant that he was in the habit of arriving at the station at that time. He often did not appear until late in the morning, and even then he was usually inaccessible even to his closest colleagues. "My office is my castle," might well have been inscribed on the door, and indeed it was an impenetrable fortress, guarded by a well-groomed secretary, quite rightly called the Dragon. This morning he was showing his breezy and benign side. He even had a thermos of coffee and real china cups brought in, instead of the usual plastic mugs. Steve Malm got up and poured out the coffee. Martin Beck knew that before he sat down again, he would first pinch the crease in his trousers, and then carefully run his hand across his well-cut wavy hair. Steve Malm was his immediate superior, and Martin Beck had no respect for him whatsoever. His self-satisfied coquettishness and insinuating officiousness toward senior potentates were characteristic.